Very good evening to all brothers and sisters in the Dhamma. Today is the 25th September 2018, Tuesday class. So we are now get ready for puja. Compose your mind, develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then mindfully we shall commence the puja. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Bổn Sư Thích Ca Mâu Ni Phật. Nam mô Quan Sư Hình Bồ Tát. Nam mô Quan Sư Hình Bồ Tát. Nam mô Quan Sư Hình Bồ Tát. Nam mô A Di Đà Phật. 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 Namo Mila Pho, Namo Mila Pho, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pusien Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa, Namo Pho Pusa. Arahang Sama Sambuddho Bhagava.Buddhang Bhagavantang Abhivademi. Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Dhammang Namasami.Supatipanno Bhagavato Savakasangho Sanghang Namami. Okay, you all can be seated. Then turn to page 1 of your chanting book. We will chant from the Vandana onward. Namo Tassa Bhagavato.Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Buddhang Saranang GacchamiDhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Dutiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami,Tatiyampi Buddhang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Dhammang Saranang Gacchami Tatiyampi Sanghang Saranang Gacchami Panatipata Viramani Sikkhapadang SamadhiyamiAdinadana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Kamesu Michachara Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami Musawada Viramani Sikkhapadang SamadhiyamiSura Miraya Majapamadatana Viramani Sikkhapadang Samadhiyami. Now we are chant the Padipa Puja, offering of light. Ganna Sarapa Dipena Dipena Tamadangsina Diloka Dipang SambuddhangPujayami tamonodang Ganda sambarayutena Dopenahang suganghina Pujaye pujaniyangtang Puja bhajanamuttamang วันนากันดากุโนเปตังเอตังกุสุมาสันทตินปูจายามิมุนินดาสสิริปาดาสารโรเหปูเจมิบุตังกุสุเมนาเนนาปุณเณนามเตนะเจโหทุโมคังปูปังมิลายติยัตตาอิดังเมกายโยตัตตายติวินาสบาวังอาทิวาเสตุโนบันเทปานิยังปริกาปิทังอานุคัมภังอุปาทายะปาฏิกันหาทุมุตเถมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเทปาเลปริกาภิทังอานุคัมภังอุปาทายะปาฏิกันหาทุมุตเถมังอาดิวาเสทุโนบันเทโบจานังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมภังอุปาทายะปาฏิกันหาตุมุตเถมัง Now we are chanting the puja aspiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light.May this offering of light to the Buddha brings forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness or ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma that cools and doses off the fires or defilements within our mind.Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense, which we are offering to the Blessed One who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits. May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma,so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition as soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate Sila, Samadhi, and Panya,leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free Nibbana, making of overall inspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of this offering, may our spiritual faculties of Sada, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas of power, sharing and transfer merits to all beings.May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Triple Gem, huh?Bedang pejemi. Damang pejemi. Sanghang pejemi. Okay, you all can be seated. Then we will have half an hour meditation. Okay, we will off the light. Okay? You just relax body and mind. Silent everything.Then just maintain mindfulness on whatever object of meditation that you are familiar with. If it's anapanasati, you just silence your mind, relax, and maintain mindfulness of the in and out breath. then if you already have your spiritual faculty developed, you technically can just go in and meditate straight away. You just relax, silent, and maintain awareness. The silent mind will be there. Then develop whatever mindfulness that you can have. You can stay at your heart, or stay the subtle breathing, or you just relax and silent everything and maintain awareness. Then you will develop a lot of clear understanding by yourself. The silent mind is the meditative mind. That is the mind that can understand whatever that arises through any of the sense bases. Your silent mind will be able to comprehend clearly what actually is happening, what is contact, what is dependent originating, what is the one that is just aware. The essence of mind is just aware, nothing else. Then whatever is aware, it understands. That's why understanding comes from the silent mind. That is the true understanding. Understanding is wisdom, not knowledge. When you see things as they are, when you awaken through the silent mind, you will understand the universal characteristics of nature. You will understand why the Buddha say all these are dependent originating, condition arising, causal phenomena, not real, not what you think. Empty nature existent. The universal characteristics of anicchang, dukkhang and anatta will become very clear. Okay, I will let you meditate on your own. Those who need to train your mind, you continue to train. You can either use the mind sweeping method, sweep through, relax, maintain awareness, silent everything. Then wherever there is any tension, tightness or stress within, you just relax, relax and relax, starting with your forehead, sweep it down. Then reverse the whole process. When you do this, you are deconditioning your heedless thinking and your mind becomes very quiet, peaceful. Then after that, you anchor this mind to an object of meditation. Can be anything that you are familiar with. Your breathing, your rising and falling, or your chanting. So just train your mind to be aware, mindful. Then silence it. Okay.
Thank you.
Also have dinner slowly, mindfully, come out of meditation. And try to maintain whatever inner peace, inner calmness that you have developed for as long as you can. Then turn to page 6. You will chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the devas or deities come here. Let them hear the good teaching of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release, Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. Samanta chakavalesu Atraha gacchantu devata Saddhammang munirajasa Sunantu sakamokkhadang Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Dhamma Savanan Kalo Ayang Badanta Namo Atasa Bhagavato Arahato Sama Sambuddhasa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa Iti peso Bhagava Arahang Sammasambuddho Vijacharana sampanno sugato lokavido Anuttaro purisa dhamma sarati Satta deva manusanang Yuddho bhagavato Suvakato bhagavata dhammo Sanditiko akaliko ehipaseko opanayiko Pachyatan veditabhu vinohiti Supatipanno bhagavato savakasango Ujjupatipanno bhagavato savakasango Nyayapatipanno bhagavato savakasango Samichipatipanno bhagavato savakasango Yadidam chattari purisa yukkani Atta purisa pugala เอสาบะกาวะโตสาวกสังโฆอะหุนิโยปะหุนิโยดาคิณิโยอัญจาลิกรณิโยอนุตรังปุญญาเกตังโลกาสาทิสาธุสาธุสาธุโอเค let's be respectful ปัจจัยบดังปัจจัยมีดัมมังปัจจัยมีสังฆังปัจจัยมีโอเค you can be seated and we can continue from where we stop we are at page 376So we have discussed the various conditions that need to be fulfilled before full karma can take place. Okay. Okay, we'll go through page 376, chapter 20, The Working of Karma. Four conditions are necessary to complete the evil of lying, means the precept of lying, namely speak an untruth, deceiving intention, the actual utterance of that lying, and the actual deception take place. The inevitable consequence of lying are, you will be subject to abusive speech, and vilification, people abuse you and scold you, untrustworthiness and stinking mouth. Then four conditions are necessary to complete the evil of slandering. Namely, people that are to be slandered. The intention to separate them. Or the desire to endear oneself to another. Then third condition is the corresponding effort to do it. Then the actual communication. Yeah. So these are the various type of wrong speech. And the condition required for it to be fulfilled. Then the inevitable consequence of slandering is the dissolution of friendship. Without any sufficient cause. Three conditions are necessary to complete the evil of harsh speech. Namely, a person to be abused. Then this angry thought. Then the actual abuse. The inevitable consequence of harsh speech are being detested by people, though absolutely harmless, and having a harsh voice. So these are the result, the friction of what you do when you break their precepts. Two conditions are necessary to complete the evil of frivolous speech, namely the inclination towards frivolous speech. This is very important. When you have this tendency, inclination, you incline, you got this habitual tendency to talk frivolously, simply say things, thinking there's a joke. Then the actual narration. The inevitable consequence of frivolous speech are defective bodily organ. Oh, this is serious. So you don't play a fool. You think it's a joke. one of the serious consequences of frivolous speech is defective bodily organ and incredible speech. Why incredible speech? I also don't know. If you speak frivolously, how can your speech be incredible? Maybe they must have mistyped it or what. Okay, anyway, we go on. But what do you think? If you speak frivolously, to me, the consequence shouldn't be defective bodily organ. You cannot back the same type of abuse, is it? People will joke about you, say things about you. Then you get back. You reap what you sow. But it won't give you incredible speech. Okay, then we go to the next one. Two conditions are necessary to complete the evil of covetousness, namely another person's possession and everything to it. Thinking, would this be mine? Averting to it. Then the inevitable consequence of covetousness or desire is non-fulfillment of one's wish. This one is correct. Then two conditions are necessary to complete the evil of ill will. Namely, another person. There must be another person. And the thought of doing that harm. Means the evil intention. The inevitable consequence of ill will are ugliness, manifold disease, and detestable nature. Wow, this is serious. That's why you don't get angry. If you every time get angry, I tell you, you watch out. You will not be beautiful. You'll be ugly. When you are angry, how you look? You look very fierce. Then you tend to have manifold disease. Then when you have this disease, you become more unhappy, miserable, and you're more angry. And detestable nature. So these are all the consequences. False view is seeing things wrongly. False beliefs, such as the denial of the efficacy of deeds, means you don't believe in karma. And also are also included in this evil. Two conditions are necessary to complete the evil. Namely, perverted manner in which the object is viewed, and the understanding of it according to that misconception. So this one, false view is very dangerous, or wrong view. The inevitable consequence of false view are bad desire, lack of wisdom, doubt. Wit is, I thought, clever. Witty. Oh, it's a dull wit. How can you say dull wit? Witty is clever, isn't it? Dull clever. Witty means very, very kai chai to to. Is it? You got a lot of kai chai, they call it kai chai. Dull wit. Wow, chronic disease, be careful. And blameworthy ideas. Means your idea or kena background. Then according to Buddhism, there are 10 kinds of false views. Namely, there is no such virtue as generosity. You hold this type of view. No need to be generous. Who will hold this type of view? Stingy people. You know what they will tell you or not? Got hand, got leg, don't know how to work. Yeah. 有手有脚，唔做工你黑啊！ So a lot of people think that way. But false view here means they don't believe in having such a virtue as generosity. Means they are not generous. They don't believe in donating, offering, and helping people. This means that, there is no good effect in giving alms. There is no such virtue as liberal almsgiving or offering gift to guests. Wow, they got a lot of palitum. Here too, the implied meaning is that there is no effect in such charitable action. Means giving present to your guests also, they don't believe that it will bring forth merits. There is neither fruit nor result of good or evil deeds. There is no such belief as this world. Or, number 6, a world beyond. That is, those born here do not accept a past existence. And those living here do not accept a future life. There is no mother or father. Wow, this type of wrong view. That is, there is no effect in anything done to them. Wow, means they can harm them, harm and kill. Matricide. There are no beings that die and are being reborn. There are no righteous and well-disciplined recluse and Brahmin who, having realized by their own super intellect this world and the world beyond, make known the same. The reference here is to the Buddhas and the Arahant. So these 10 wrong views are very dangerous. Okay, then we go on to the next section. Good karma which may ripen in the sense sphere. You know what is sense sphere, isn't it? Kama loka, where the senses, we have the senses, like our human being, we got the 5 physical senses and the mind, the 6 sense. So our human rhyme is a sensual rhyme. Then the 6 deva rhyme also within the sensual rhyme. Then you got the 4 woeful state. The 4 woeful states are demons, hungry ghosts. Then you got these animals. Then you also have the hell rhyme. So when it talks about good karma, we refer to the 10 meritorious action. There are 10 kinds of such meritorious action, or they call kusala karma, wholesome karma, meritorious karma. Namely, the first one is what? Dana. Dana is generosity. Not just giving food to the monk. That one is one of the many generosity. When you make donation, offering, that is also dana. So dana, sila, and bhavana. Sila is morality. Keeping precept itself is great merits. That's why you must affirm, determine strongly to maintain your precept. No matter what happened, you have to keep your precept. Because it's the source of spiritual joy, spiritual wealth, and finally spiritual peacefulness of mind. That's why the monk, or towards the end, after you take refuge, then you take your precept. The monk or the person who guide you, they will remind you of the importance of precept. They will chant back to you, Si le na sukanti yanti. Silena boga sampadan, silena nibbantingyanti. So these are the 3 benefits of precepts. You will have peacefulness of mind. You will gain spiritual wealth. You will gain joy, spiritual joy. Then, of course, meditation is also meritorious. When you meditate, train your mind, develop the inner calmness, inner peacefulness, and the inner awareness. When your mind states are under control, you are able to train this mind to be heedful. And when it's no longer heedless, it will not cause people any harm, or suffering or misery. That's how you protect others. And by protecting others, you protect yourself. Well, you do no evil, you do no harm. So you take care of karma, you protect yourself. Then the fourth meritorious action is very simple. Reverential salutation. Every time you pay respect to the Buddha, Dhamma, the Sangha, the Triple Gem, or to your teacher, your elders, that itself is a very, very noble meritorious action. Then the fifth one is offering of service, helping out in whatever activity, Buddhist activity, or help to organize Vesak, Katina, or even our gathering of Kayanamitas, retreat, spiritual trips. So these are the various service that you can offer. You can help by becoming the treasurer, or taking up the post of what they call secretary, or even as exco member or president and all those things. Then you provide counter service to people at the counter. Then you have to conduct puja. These are all service. Then number six, transfer of merits. Transferring of merit is also a meritorious action. Then rejoicing in others' good deeds and actions are also a meritorious action. Then hearing the teaching, the truth, is also one of the meritorious action. Then able to expound the teaching, the gift of truth, is also a meritorious action. And the last one is straightening one's view. So if you attend any of these Dhamma classes, or spiritual activity or spiritual trip, you will be doing almost all the 10, except the gift of truth. But sometimes you ask good question and arise condition for truth to be shared. That is also one of the way to receive this type of merits. It's a gift of truth where you create the appropriate condition. And sometimes you help in the doing up of the transcript, printing of the Dhamma book. All this can contribute to give for truth. Then you help to give them to people who can benefit from them, to disseminate them. Then even helping to set up the Dhamma website, like our Kayanamita website, then promoting it, getting people to go and visit and receive benefits from it because of the wealth of Dhamma inside that. It's a depository of great Buddhist treasure. So all these are meritorious actions. That's why if you know how to spend your time well, you will spend your time cultivating the Dhamma, attending Dhamma classes, attending Dhamma activity. Then all the 10 meritorious actions will be cultivated. Then when you keep your precept, you have all these merits. Your tendency to do evil is much, much reduced. And you are a true disciple of the Buddha because you follow the advice of the Buddha to avoid all evil by keeping precepts. Then develop wholesomeness by cultivating the 10 meritorious actions, the kindness, the goodness, the generosity, reverence, reverential salutation or those things, then listening to Dhammas, then straightening your view, then transfer merit, share merits, then rejoicing. All these are meritorious action. Then help out by providing service. Then help out to dispense the Dhamma, the truth. Wherever there's condition to bring people to the Dhamma, you should try. But don't do when there is no condition. The key word is whenever there is condition. So don't force yourself. You need to accord and flow and understand condition clearly. Okay, sometimes these 10 moral action or meritorious action are regarded as 12 by introducing the subdivision to 7 and 10. 7 is rejoicing. So instead of only rejoicing, they add in praising of others' good action. Is added to rejoicing. In others' merits. So, Anubodhana, you always hear of this. Anubodhana, you know the meaning or not? It's rejoicing in your wholesomeness, in your goodness, in others' merits. Means you know how to do the good thing. That's why they always say Anubodhana. Then, taking the three refuge, sarana, and mindfulness, anusati, are substitute for straightening one's view. Generosity use wealth. So this is the friction. When you are generous, you will receive a lot of wealth. Means you will receive what you give to others. Sometimes many more, many times more. And you must not underestimate the power of generosity. I tell you, the power of generosity is very, very great, very powerful. Have you heard of people saying they want to stop the money from coming? Also cannot stop. The money just comes. You want to stop it from coming, also you cannot stop. Queenie, nice or not? The money just want to see you. It just want to come to you. Like some of them, they don't believe. All of a sudden, they strike out what they call, we all call it social welfare. In the Western country, they got this super draw. Super draw. I read about it, don't know whether true or not. A few hundred million on the US. That super draw is a very high price type of draw. A minimum also 100 over million. I tell you, even our Toto or Magnum, sometimes snowball until 40 million. So you never know. You don't think it cannot happen. I have witnessed it. When you expect it don't come. Well, I was holding the first prize ticket now. The Hollipo Chai Pio, social welfare. First prize or seven digit or match. I was holding it in the year 1979. I still remember August 9, 1979. First prize. My father-in-law and my mother-in-law bought 2 tickets. One of them was first prize. And he panicked until he cannot sign. He passed the ticket to me. He came into the house with a newspaper. He said, he called me in Hokkien. Kien kun kien kun, he said, Gua tio ji. He said he strike. I thought 4 digit or 3 digit. He didn't tell me first prize though. He passed me the ticket. Then I match with the paper, a newspaper. Hey, how come 7 digit all strike? So I asked him back. this is genuine, or you want to pull my leg. He said, don't want. Oh, genuine. Then I said, you sign lah. He said, he cannot sign. The handshake. So I said, don't worry, we'll buy a thumb pad for you to thumb print. So, really, you can strike. It's not they used to have this idea, don't believe in Toto and Magnum. They only strike themselves. They don't let other people strike. No. Got people strike. I know of many people who strike. and I witnessed one original one. That one, social welfare, bigger price. So, if you have generosity, pardon me, it can happen, understand? But sometimes you must know how it happened. No? You must have the condition. Let's say, I give you an example. My father-in-law case and my mother-in-law case. You see, they may have some parami, but not strong enough to strike social welfare first prize. But my nature and my wife's nature, you know what happened? We were about to get married. We had our, you call what? Engagement. Engagement. 30th June 1979, the day I graduated, I remember. The parent came, then we have our engagement. 1 month over later, 30th July, August 9, 1 month, 9 days, strike social welfare first prize. Because that time, I don't have such idea. I want to get married already. House also don't have. Stay where? Rent room. That's why I used to joke in my way, not scared of sleeping on the roadside. Fun guy. That time I don't have anything. No. I just came down here to rent room. Then I want to get married already. But at least I'm working already. I started working since I graduated. I finished my final exam in February 1979. Then 30th of June, officially graduate because the result came out. We have our convocation. So if it's not because of our nature, it cannot happen. But because of our nature, that time I was about to come down from Alostar to work somewhere in PJ, JKL, or somewhere near Jalan Pandai, Bekalanayo, KL. So very funny, I came down on the 7th, and he strike on the 9th. Then immediately, our marriage is supposed to be in November. He straight away, after he draw the money, do you know, after you strike, your ticket you have to hold for 1 week now, you cannot draw. Until 1 week later only you can draw. So we don't know where to put, we are scared people come and rob. We want to open a bank saving box, put inside the box for 7 days. You can sleep another 7 days. Then early that morning, I call up the social welfare first to check the procedure. Then they all go one group, go and cash the first prize. And what happened is, because the condition was such that we want to get married, we don't have house, got nothing. So how to get married? That never crossed my mind. My nature, no. Things will just work out. I don't have to do anything. Then he tried. So within 1 week, got the money. Then he said, my father-in-law told me, go and look for a house. He said, can go and look for a house. Look for one house. PJ lah, he said. You familiar SS2, we go SS2 by. Then immediately we go and look for a house. The condition was very funny. First few houses, I checked the star paper, call up the agent. Agent said, yeah, you come. The house is available for sale. So I told the agent, after work I come. After work come, ticket. Two or three, all are there. No. After work come, ticket. That time was very hot. Then the next one, smart already. He told me what road only. I said, okay, we come now to pay you the deposit. Didn't even check the house. Oh, book straight away. That's how we got the house. Then immediately furnish it up. Just nice for my wedding. Yeah. And we did it so well and finished the whole house. Of course, I have to pay my part. I owe my father-in-law some money. He bought the bed for me. He bought the wardrobe for me. And I got to come out with money for Peng Kim and all those things. But they are very good. All the Peng Kim I pay, they use to buy all these things. Then I think I still had to pay finally. My bill is still quite a bit. My father there also, I have to pay him. That's why you don't have to worry. When you have the parami, the nature, money just come. There are a lot of things that fall into place. And you don't have to do anything technically. How many of you got such blessing? Anybody? Your life easy or tough? It shows your past. That's why they say you want to know your past? Look at what you are now. If you want to know your future? Look at what you are doing now. You understand? What you do in the past condition the present. You understand? So all this has nothing to do with luck. A lot of people say luck. No luck. Where got luck? If you have the parami, then like you are very lucky. Everything go your way. No, in the past, that nature will have a lot of understanding, cultivate a lot of wholesomeness. Like this life, this asana, after you know the Dhamma, if you do all this consistently, I tell you, you will be beautiful. Not only this life, all your future, you come. Like, you never believe life can be like that. I used to tell people, let me plan, also I cannot plan until so perfect. Everything just falls into place. And you never can believe that life can be so amazing and so beautiful, so full of blessing. Everything. That's why the beauty of Dhamma is when you have the understanding, this is what is possible. So this particular parami or generosity that use well, do not underestimate. Make it into a virtue that you are able to rejoice. When you can do dana very naturally. But dana doesn't mean simply donate. No. You simply donate to the wrong one. It backfire. Understand? Do you understand the parama? Like you support the wrong thing. It's also donation. Then sometimes you too eager to like have this gift of truth. You think gift of truth, the highest gift, the highest dana parami. So you go and donate to a lot of this Dhamma book printing. But you didn't check the authenticity of the Dhamma, understand? Or the book, whether it really has the truth or not. Then if let's say it teach people the wrong thing or a Dhamma, then what happened to that merit? It's still a merit, understand? But in future when you come, you receive a lot of that Al-Dhamma book, understand? The book that don't have the teaching, because you promote this type of thing, understand? So you must have understanding and wisdom when you want to do good. Don't be a good-hearted fool, understand? Ayo, kolian, piti, then go and give. I tell you, you do that, the whole world is full of pitiful people. You can do that. It's not the right understanding. The right understanding means when good condition, when you have the means, when you can do something to make a difference because of affinity. Because when you know the ultimate truth, in true emptiness, there is no mark of self, no mark of others, and no mark of living beings and Dhamma. Then you will know all these are not real. But there is such thing as law of karma, understand? That recognizes relationship, that recognizes duality, good and bad, wholesome and unwholesome. And that nature's law is the one that operates. So you do according to that nature's law, basing on your understanding. That's why you will know what to do. You don't do because your thought tells you to do. Understand? You do based on what? The greed for the merits. Understand? So acting because of that greed, there is this evil root. So that merits or action is not a pure action. Not a pure merits. Pure merits means spontaneously when you see condition. When you understand, you just do. Well, there is condition to do. I don't do because I think this is meritorious. No, why should I do? I do because there is condition to do. So sometimes I look, if this person really have the condition, I will just donate and make sure things will go well for this person. I don't go and say, ayo, this one is a beggar. This one didn't cultivate one. Why should I give to him? I will give to more virtuous one. If you think like that, then you are a bit foolish because there is discrimination. There is the action born of calculation. You know what is calculation? Calculative. In our dialect, we say gao sun ya. Ho pa lai kai ya. So you heard of this Hokkien saying, you know what is? Klinga sui puto. You understand? PG Penang guy, you know. Klinga sui puto. You know what is puto or not? Grapes. The Indian guy, counting grapes. You know how he count? The more he count, the more grape missing. It's a grape. So you count, you too calculative. You end up like the Indian. The grape keep on getting lost. Either somebody. It's like you ask the monkey to look after your fruit plantation. So a lot of things. Then the other one is what? Choose. King lai king he king, chow king king. You also know, chow king king. No wonder you don't want to get married. So don't want to king. Hopefully that one doesn't affect you, miss your ego no more. Your past already. It's meant to be a test. But at this age, nothing matter already. Still matter. Yeah, learning the Dhamma better. But at this age, normally people immune already. Whatever you say, like my wife used to tell me, Lao already, someone want to say sui bo sui, those things. And people still want to make out, dress out. Not to say you can't, you can. But the reality is, this body is already old. But don't get me wrong. You need to make out for certain function. Must. Especially if it's an occasion for joy. Marriage and all those things. Or celebration and all those things. You should dress up. But what I mean is, don't go and like ICI like that. Overdo. Then every time I go out also want to dress heavily. I think a lot of kaya mitano. Brati wear simple and no watch, nothing. Sometimes dress very shabbily. Because when I was in the school days, university, I also don't know how to dress. But my wife very good. Teach me how to dress, buy certain clothing for me. But she also very good, not expensive at all, but very good dresses. After I dressed some of the dresses she bought for me in the early days when I was working, I was so surprised. My housemate and those who know how to dress well, they asked me, but they don't believe I know how to buy this type of dress. You say, Who teach you how to buy one? Where did you buy this one? Then I say, my girlfriend buy for me. Then later on, of course, my wife. Oh, and people were impressed because they were simple clothes, but very nicely, fit in very well. So this is something for you. This one, seldom you hear. Okay, we go on. Meditation give birth to rhyme of form and formless. This one is when you do the jhana, form jhana and the formless jhana. So generosity yields wealth, morality gives birth to noble family and in the state of happiness. See, you keep your precept, you will be born in noble family, you know. Then you will be in a state of happiness. That's why you must have sila, precept. Then meditation gives birth to rhyme of form and formless rhyme, and help to gain higher knowledge and emancipation. Transform merits act as a cause to give in abundance in future birth. This is a form of giving, understand not? When you transfer merit, you give your whatever merits to people, or you share merits. Then rejoicing in others' merit is productive of joy. So you will have a lot of joy wherever one is born. This parami is very strong. When I hear Dhamma, my heart just open out, and I always rejoice. In the early day, I am the loudest. Before the talk end, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That's why I rejoice a lot. And my teacher, Achanyantra, he always rejoices in all this wholesomeness. He always tells me, anumodana. Then both expounding and hearing of the Dhamma are conducive to wisdom. You want to have wisdom? What must you do? Listening to truth. Not adhamma, listening to Dhamma, the right Dhamma truth. Then expound the Dhamma. So both expounding and hearing of the Dhamma are conducive for wisdom. This one is very true. Very, very true. Then reverence or reverential salutation is the cause of noble parentage. So you want to be born in a noble family, pay respect more. Service produce large. What is this retinue? What is the meaning? Is it following or what? Somebody check. Retinue. R-E-T-I-N-U-E. What is the meaning? What is the meaning? Your Google cannot work. What is the meaning of it? Correct. That's why it's retinue, means following. The group of advisor, or good people. That's why all these are very good parami. That's why when you help others, people will help you back. That's why you will have good advisor, a group of people who help you back. Then praising others' good work results in getting praise in oneself. Then seeking the triple gem results in destruction of passion. Means with the triple gem, when you take refuge, you are sure of enlightenment. Mindfulness is conducive to diverse form of happiness. When you are mindful, your mind is beautiful. You will be heedful and you will have wisdom. And you are destined for enlightenment. That's why mindfulness is very conducive to diverse form of happiness. Do you know why is that? Because when you are mindful, you are destined for enlightenment. When you are enlightened, you got wisdom, you will always be happy, true or not. That's why it's conducive to diverse form of happiness. You are always happy. The mindful never die. The heedful never die. Then kusala karma, which may ripen in the realm of form. They are the five kinds of rupa jhana, or ecstasies, which are purely mental. So the first jhana is moral consciousness, which consists of initial application, means initial application of thought, vitaka, then sustained thought, vichara. Pleasure, interest, or pity, pleasurable interest, then sukhang, happiness, and one-pointedness of mind. So these are the five jhanic factors. So these jhanic factors, they call it the five kind of jhanic factor which are purely mental. So you may take birth in the realm of the form, the rupa loka, the 16 brahma realm, because all those with the first to fourth jhana, they can take birth up there. Then you read the notes on page 379. Yeah? According to Abhidhamma Sangaha, there are five rupa jhanas, but the Visuddhimagga mentioned four jhana. There is no great difference between the two interpretations. In the former, the jhana are divided into five according to the five constituent, means the five jhanic factor. In the latter, the second jhana consists of the final three constituent without the first two. So it's just how they define it. So they have, when your vitaka is no more, then they say you are in the first jhana, apply thought. You don't have to apply anymore. You can from there sustain your thought. Then when your sustained thought is also gone, they call that second jhana. But the Visuddhimagga's interpretation is the first two, vitaka, vichara, no more, then only you experience the first jhana. Then slowly you relinquish the rest. The second jhana, moral consciousness, which consists of sustained application of thought, pleasurable interest, happiness, and one-pointedness. So four more jhanic factors. The first one, vitaka, is no more. So the third jhana they define as when the second jhanic factor of vichara also no more. So there is only piti, sukhang, and ekagata. Then the fourth jhana is when there is only sukhang and one-pointedness of mind, ekagata. Then the fifth jhana is, they call it the fifth jhana, which consists of only upekha and one-pointedness of mind, equanimity. This jhana have the corresponding effect in the realm of form. Kusala karma, which may ripen in the formless realm, there are four arupa jhana, the formless jhana, which have their corresponding effect in the formless realm, namely moral consciousness dwelling in infinite space. Then there is this moral consciousness dwelling in infinite consciousness. Then the third formless jhana is moral consciousness dwelling in the realm of nothingness. Then finally, the highest of the formless jhana is moral consciousness within the realm of neither perception or non-perception. So these are the four formless realms. So we finish chapter 20. Do you have any question? We got half an hour for question. Pass the mic. Pass the mic. Maybe we sit nearer, more interesting, we can dialogue better. Okay, I push my this one over there. Oh, never mind, I don't need the this one, I don't need that. Okay, I can sit over there. You ask your question. PG, help me to bring my chair over. Jin Hao better, thank you. Put here. put over there, over there. I'll just put there. Okay, thank you. Okay. Yeah, yes.
Brother,
you all come, sit nearer. Come.
In counseling or yes. giving advice.
Yes.
Sometimes what is right for us might not be right for the other party.
Correct, yes. Where so this is reality.
Sometimes, can you explain? Getting involved with the unwholesome and wholesome karma if we are not skillful enough.
Oh, okay.
Especially lawyers.
Oh, okay. Okay. So you are talking about like helping people or what? In giving advice. You see, when you are skillful, when you have the Dhamma, you will not commit such thing. Because, like I used to say, a lot of people make mistakes because they are too eager to teach, too eager to help, too eager to share. You understand? Especially when people are not ready. So you have already experienced or gone through based on our earlier discussion. When you don't really have the full understanding, when you share, you have to qualify it, understand or not? Otherwise that is karmic. You understand? You may like try to impress people. Then sometimes things you are not sure, you just say it. Then you know what happened or not. The coming is when that person believes you, have faith in you, and go and follow your advice, and was led into the wrong way. Then because of that, they got stuck. Then the coming is very severe. There was an incident, a very, very serious incident in the olden days. It's in the Zen Sutta, one of the Sutta. I forgot the name really. There was this monk who actually in certain life, he was actually quite a good monk, but because of one wrong view, just one aspect of it which he didn't know, he keep on teaching then expressing that wrong view. Just because of that wrong view, the rest were correct. Then he get into serious karmic problem. But because of his nature's karma, because he has good intention, he has good Dhamma understanding when he share, and just because of one wrong view, you know how was he punished? Born as a frog, 500 life. And every time that frog take birth to listen to that teacher who knows the truth and explain the truth to him for 500 life until he wake up. Then only he knew it was coming. See, this is how severe. When you lead people astray, you don't know how to repent and ask for forgiveness. I tell you, you take people to Holland, people in future will take you to Holland too. But the worst is you go yourself. If people take you, no need to spend money. So these are the danger, the consequence. So I always advise you, if you are not sure, tell them. Be frank about it. Be based on my understanding now, this is what I believe will be. Then you got no karma. Understand? You understand? That's why for me, if I dare to tell you, means I have cultivated, I have the understanding. If I don't know, I will tell you I don't know. This is beyond me. Yeah. I really don't know. Because this is not my field. Understand? But then if I roughly know what it is, but I'm not sure, then I will tell you based on my understanding now. Yeah. Very likely, isn't it? Yeah. So if you do this, you are protected. Then the other one is, you must know condition, understand condition. That's why the whole of Dhamma is about understanding condition. Well, ours is a conditioned world. Conditioned Dhamma are such, like the Diamond Sutta, 一切有为法, 如梦幻泡影，如露亦如电，应作如是观。You have to contemplate it such. So, according to this Diamond Sutta, the famous four stanza is, 一切有为法 means within the conditioned world, everything is conditioned Dhamma. You understand? And what is conditioned Dhamma? It's like a dream, is it? Dreamlike, an illusion, bubble, and shadow. That's why it's 如梦 梦 is dreamlike, 幻 幻 illusion, 泡 is bubble, 影子 影 is shadow. Then 如露 如露 dew is called 露一如电 is like a dew and a lightning flash. Some they last longer, like a dew. You wait for morning sun. Then when the morning sun come out above the dew point, then this dew evaporate. No more. Understand? It means it's impermanent. It's not real. It come and it go. But a lightning flash is like the reality of the moment. As real as it can be, split second is gone. Understand? No? Like a lightning flash. Because the only reality in life, the highest in life, is the present moment. True or not, we have control. Past already gone, no more reality. Future yet to come, also no more reality. The present moment is the only truth, the only reality within life, and is the highest in life. Yeah. But how real is the present moment? How stable is it? The moment you talk about it, next moment is dead and gone. That's why it's not real, empty. Empty nature existence, not what you think. The only reality is so unstable. Split second is gone. And every moment, every reality is just gone, moment to moment. That's why I always say, the present moment is the only truth. So moment to moment, life passes by. What are you doing? You cannot be with the moment. You are not with life. You are not living life. Do you understand? That's why present moment is very important. When you are mindful, you are aware. You can see it happening. That's why truth is everywhere. Universal characteristic is everywhere. Why can't you see? For those who see, they always see. Because the moment is so clear. Every moment, split second is dead and gone. Split second is dead and gone. Condition Dhamma keep on flowing in a state of flux. So when you want to share, you must understand condition. When there is condition, things will arise. When there is no condition, nothing arises. When you have the true deep understanding of the Diamond Sutta, there is no mark of self-cultivating. That's why you don't do because of ego. You know what is ego or not? Too eager to help. Then, too eager to do whatever you want to do. So that desire, that craving, comes from the ego, the atta, the personality, the entity that hold on and cling on to this 5 degrees of form and mind. That's why the Buddha said, it is self-delusion that I call karma. Because when you are deluded, this one have the evil root. The moment you have this sakayadity, self-delusion, you think this 5 degrees of form and mind is real, this is what you are, then what happened? This one will be selfish, isn't it? Want to own thing, want to possess thing, and this is the evil root of greed. Then because it think it exists, it can become emotional, violent, angry, full of jealousy, hatred. That's how the evil root come. Then because it think it exists, there is fear. Fear of what? Fear of death, fear of disease, fear of thing not going your way. So this fear is a very strong delusion. That's why the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion come about. Without this sakayadity, the evil root will not be there. That's why the Buddha said, in short, the final summary, of the First Noble Truth. In short, it is due to your self-delusion that condition you to grasp and cling and hold onto this five aggregate of form and mind that I call suffering or dukkha. So when you understand this clearly, you will not have that ego, understand? That try to impress people, too eager to share, too eager to help. Never do that. What you need is wisdom to see clearly. Got condition, then this nature manifests. There are no reality. He no you, he no me. Why do you want to do all this? It's behind, it's always the ego. The ego want to be famous. The ego want to impress people. Oh, I'm very good, I can help people. I can help you. Why do you refuse my help and all those things? It's the ego talking. Understand? But when you have the Dhamma, the understanding, got condition, things will unfold. Without condition, nothing happens. That's why you don't be a good-hearted fool. And every time say, oh, this one very pitiful, I must help. No, sometimes it's the karmic, the condition is like that. It's just like the drug addict. When they are without drug, what happens? Miserable, isn't it? The ethic thing will make them so miserable. So what you do? You say, wow, pitiful. Give them money. You know what they do with the money? They go and buy drugs. And I was told there's a news. There's one guy, the son, I think, killed the mother. Mother 63 only. Then throw in the septic tank, something like that. You will hear the news tomorrow. I don't know, my wife told me the Chinese news. So, when you are deluded, then you think your son, you want to help, then when you do that, it becomes worse, understand? You make them worse, because when the time comes to act, you have to act. Well, this is their karma. This is what they are going through. If you give in with self-pity and you pity them, that is good-hearted fool. You have to wake them up. This is wrong. This will destroy you. Destroy your entire life. Bring about very negative condition. And you get this is because in the past you sell drugs, you do all this to people. Now you get it back. You better repent. Do what you have to do. Then send for rehabilitation. Your life, you are not serious about life. Nobody can help you. If you give in, sometimes you don't give in, they come and steal your money. They take your money away. Then sometimes they go and rob. Do all this. That's a lot of karmic negativity. And this is not something for you to have a soft heart. Pity them. Are you my son? What can I do? That's get people know and all those things. Cannot. Whatever that is wrong, is wrong. You have to be righteous. It's for his good. Even though we know there is no mark of self, no mark of other. But there is such thing as duty. You have a duty towards them. Because they have relationship with you. But if you have taken care of karma, you will not have such problem, understand? Unless you are a great bodhisattva who will vow to help all these type of people, then they take my hats off and salute you, understand? Like I came to know one Christian, the mother told me, the mother finally followed me, become a kayamita. Then he helped the son to clear. He also helped the daughter-in-law to clear. You know what the son told the mother? No? Both the parents panic. He got a PhD, you know, the son. But he's a Christian. No? He said he wants to marry this type of girl who has big problem, a lot of suffering. Ladies who are involved in drug, involved in rape by people before, abuse by people before, got depression and other things. He said he want to marry them so that he can save them. And the first one, luckily, the girl pity him and went off. Then the mother and the father was relieved. But not long, second one came. This second one was finally the son married. And for many years, it was miserable. Then this lady say, I will lose my son if this thing continue. And she very determined, she very strong willpower. Then she wants to help the son. He is willing to go anywhere. You tell him where got good master or medium or what also, they will go. Yeah. So it so happened, I got one classmate who is also with me in the uni, Buddhist society. He know I'm a cultivator. Then he himself somehow got married to a lady who is also supposed to be a Buddhist. But this one is not a traditional Buddhist. Japanese Buddhism. No. That Japanese Buddhism, even my that classmate also don't understand. So he came and talked to me. He bought me a lot of dinner and supper. They keep on asking me. At first, he dare not tell me the truth. He just like, in a very disguised manner, what do you think of this type of teaching? I say, what type of teaching? The Japanese one, I say, I got Buddhism and all that. I say, I heard something, but I don't know what they are doing. He say, you don't mind I give you some book written by the author? Right. I said, no harm. Most of the teaching correct, except meditation different. They don't use mindfulness, they use something else. Oh. Then he said like that, you free or not in the month of the no one? He want to invite me to join him in Japan. No? They got this special, what they call Dhamma class. No? It's a workshop seminar. They use Noble Eightfold Path in the workshop. To counsel and help all these suffering people, miserable people. And a lot of people found it very good and beneficial. So he asked me. Then I say, how many days? He said, about 10 days. I think 10 days. So I agreed to follow him. I tell you, that was my cheapest trip to Japan. Inclusive of flight, 10 days, you know how much I spent? You give a, you guess how much I spent. Huh? Cannot be lah, ticket also more than that, I share. Oh, that was 2006, I think, 12 years ago. I spent one-third. I spent about 1,000 all in. Yes, Air Asia, the ticket was cheap. Then I was so surprised. I go there. I thought I had to pay a hotel, not cheap. Food. They got this soja. It's like their temple. But this soja is much more than temple. They got one very big one in one of the city. They were so wealthy and so full of cash, the funds. They can buy up the whole golf course, in the middle of a city in not far from Tokyo, I think Osaka area, I don't know what, I forgot where that soja. They buy up the whole golf course and convert into a soja. That's why I went there, I stay. It's like a 5-star hotel in the room, aircon, everything. And the landscape all do it into a way place. It was so beautiful, and the food was beautiful. I love the food. Then, up to you to donate one, no? No fixed charges, one, no? Up to you on a 随缘, no? But then, somebody told me, recommended minimum 2,000 yen. Oh, 2,000 yen, can I afford one day 2,000 yen? About 60กี่มันไหน last time oh my oh 40กี่มันหัวริงเกตไอ้นี่ last time หัวริงเกต stronger so that 10 day I paid less than 500 I think then the ticket was also about 400-500very high and I take the Shinkansen no first time the bullet train you know what is Shinkansen I didn't know the Shinkansen the speed was so fast I was at the train station waiting then suddenly the Shinkansen come no even as it break and slow down and stop at the station when he was near me, I like want to suck me in, no, draw me. No. Because it was so fast. Then when it move, I really move the momentum. They call it Shinkansen, I still remember. That was a very good trip. So when I was there, what happened was, this lady who has the problem, the son and the in-law, the daughter-in-law, he heard about this classmate of mine who was his cousin. The cousin heard the wife say, this teacher, the Japanese Buddhism, Okawa. You heard of him, isn't it? Roku Okawa. The one happy science, teach happy science. He is not bad, he is very good. Except he teach in a combination of other things. So he told him, the wife say, he is very famous. Anything also can count him, can cure. So she went with her cousin. It was... planning to see the master. So I happened to be in that trip. So because the cousin brother was my classmate, we were very close. So we walked together, we have our meal that time. Even in the aeroplane, I sit near to her. Then he was observing me, I don't know. Then he asked me a lot of questions. The way I answer her, he knows it's different. Then the husband also very... very educated. They are, I think, easily 15 years my senior. The husband that time is a mechanical engineer. You don't play a fool. Mechanical engineer, 15 years my senior. So he Mandarin educated, but he know a lot of China history. So he tested me on a lot of those things, Kongzi and all those things. The way I answer, he know already. Then he asked the cousin brother, is it, why you got such a great friend you never introduced. So my classmate said, you never asked. Then after that, we went for the course. No? First day, after half day, he came to my seat and asked me to go out and have a chat. I said, can, no problem. So I go out. Then he asked me, he told me about this problem. He said, can you help? If he approached you, how? Can you help? The daughter-in-law's problem and the son's problem. How can you help? Nobody can, I tell you. Unless you're really special. Then I told her, I can help you, but you have to do it yourself. But I don't interfere. I don't do all these things. But I can teach you how to do it. Then I teach her. Then she took our exercise book and write. She said, wait, everything is right. And you know what happened after that? She has so much faith, he doesn't want to see the master. He just follow what I tell her to do. Then after that, when she came back, she really followed the 3 steps that I teach you all. Ask for forgiveness on behalf of the son and the daughter-in-law. Repent. Then keep the precept, determined to meditate, cultivate the 10 marital section. Then do donation in the name of the son and the daughter-in-law, then invoke power of marriage for turnaround. I tell you, she herself keep on calling me every week. The first week he called, he said, brother, thank you so much. I said, what happened? He said, last time I cannot even go to their house. He said, because the daughter-in-law will shut herself out. Then the son will say, you better go back. Otherwise, very difficult. He said, after 1 week, he go and visit the son. He was so surprised. The daughter-in-law didn't freak anymore. Didn't go and lock herself out in the room. Sit there. And they talk to the son. Then she was full of joy because now can talk to the son. Otherwise lost the son. Then after that, he told the son, he said, I don't want to take too much of your time. We go back first, he said. But I will come and visit you again, maybe next weekend. He go back. Now got faith already, we'll see result. He do more strong, more devoted. The next week, I tell you, she was really surprised. He said, the son, when they talk to him, he invite the son for dinner. The son say, wait, I have to ask my wife. And the wife agree. I tell you, there was so much joy. Within 6 weeks, totally recovered. That's why he told me one, the lady, the mother-in-law. He said, brother, thank you so much. He said, God's miracle also doesn't work the fast. All of that. That's why, and this is something that you have to understand. You can't even approach that person. Understand? Like the daughter-in-law. You cannot talk. Then the son also cannot talk because he's a Christian. Understand? And he didn't let the son know what happened until they fully recover. And you ask my wife, he invited me and my wife to attend the anniversary of her and the husband. Well, after the son and the daughter-in-law recover, they not only become beautiful, they give birth to a few grandchildren for them. Very, then can come over to her house, have what they call fellowship, then cook and go picnic and all those things. The son also didn't know what happened. Then after that, the son have gratitude, want to hold their, don't know what, anniversary, maybe 60 years marriage or don't know what. And the first thing she did was she called me and checked with me the date and the time. I said, yeah, I'm free. He said, I will invite you and your wife, special guest. Sit on the main table next to the son and the daughter-in-law. Want to introduce them to me. They're full of joy. So this is how things can happen. But must have condition. No condition cannot. You don't go and advertise. Wow. That's why I tell you, don't quote me. That one helps so much. Understand? Don't quote me. Otherwise, I get into trouble. Everybody, hey, you got problem. You go and see Brother Teo. Luckily, Sui An very good. Simple one, he resolve first. Cannot call the one, only call me in. And when they come, I always give this advice. Don't bring people if they don't want to come. You don't force them to come. If they want to come, if there is condition, then it's different. But don't come and expect me to do. I will never do for you. I can only advise. You have to do it yourself. Because I don't touch this type of thing coming. I don't interfere. Your life. I only share truth. That's it. So don't bring people. I am not a healer. If you want, listen. Then follow the advice. You see. Because I don't interfere. Cannot interfere. Nature is like that. And my nature understands this very clearly. Then if you come, if you don't have the affinity, the understanding, and you're not serious, forget about it. I will know. Then I say, never mind. You can go now. No point. Because if you are not serious, you come for what? Understand? So these are the things that Dhamma will separate you out. So you must have all this understanding. Then to help, the word is very dangerous. Help. Who is helping? Understand? But when there is condition, then different. Then you can feel it. Then, like, wu yan, yu kui ren. That's why people whom I don't know, I still help. And people whom I know, if there is no condition, I still cannot help. Cannot help means cannot help. So be it. Because there is nothing. He know you, he know me, and know what you think. So this depth of understanding is very important. But when you are ready, do not fear. You just do what you're supposed to do. but be honest about it, be upright about it. Whatever that is beyond you, tell them, it's not my field. I don't have the full understanding or the knowledge. I can't help you. But if you understand, or you maybe confident but not very sure, then you can always say, like how I advise people, based on my understanding now, I believe it should be this way. Very likely it's like that. Means I can't be sure, because this is not my field. It's not something that I have perfected and understood. But very likely, based on my understanding at this level or what, I can advise you accordingly. But it's for you to decide. So this is what Dhamma is all about. Okay? So hopefully it will help you. Because the karmic thing, you have to understand. But do not fear the karmic thing, as long as you are sincere, honest, true to yourself. You don't like try to allow the ego to creep in and do all those things. No, nothing will happen to you. Because you are being sincere, honest, truthful. And you just do what you're supposed to do. Condition arise, condition unfold. There is no condition, nothing unfold. Your nature should have all this understanding, that it should be clear about the ultimate truth. No reality. You are not helping anybody, like the Diamond Sutta says. In truth, Sakyamuni to Subhati, there is no living being to save. Understand? And yet we vow to save the limitless living being. But under the law of karma, it recognizes living being. Understand? That's why this is conditioned Dhamma within the conditioned world. Conditioned world has Dhamma, has vow and all those things, but they are not real. Understand? So when you understand the unconditioned and the conditioned, you can live the wonderful life. That's why true emptiness, when you realize this wonderful existence, as per the Heart Sutta. Okay? So this is how you should understand it. Then always reflect and contemplate the four stanza of the Diamond Sutta. Ying zuo ru shi guan. You should contemplate it thus. Means, 一切有为法, everything within the conditioned world are just conditioned Dhamma, following nature's law. Then conditioned Dhamma are not real. 如梦幻泡影, it's dreamlike, illusion. That's why it's an illusionary world, world of consciousness. Then it's like a bubble and shadow, moving around because of nature's law and condition. Then they are so unstable. Zuru ilutian. It's like a morning dew and a lightning flash. Not what you think. As real as it can be, it's only the present moment. Split second is dead and gone. Split second is over. Before you can manifest anything, it's already gone. So how real can life be? And that is the only reality, you know, the present moment. And yet it's so unstable. Split second is gone. So where got reality in life? If you look clearly. When you realize this truth, you just awaken. Just take care of karma, that's it. Nothing more. Nothing less. So if you use your thought too much, through delusion, you will get into trouble. But if you use your awareness, you will develop wisdom, understanding, and your mind become different. That's how you liberate, free. Then this nature that shines forth is different, so beautiful. But this nature can only shine forth when there is a form and mind connected. Understand? Otherwise you cannot find. Don't think this is you, no. This is never you. That's why when you read the Platform Sutta, Six Patria, realize your true nature, that word your It's only your when the form and mind is connected. This form and mind recognizes relationship. This form and mind is unique to that karmic nature. And because of this form and mind, vehicle and tool is connected to that nature, that spiritual nature. And that nature is the oneness nature. Not easy to understand, but can be understood when you realize it. Okay, let's end. Let us rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So let us share merit and transfer merit. Where is Poland? From there you fly over there. No wonder I cannot see you. So anyway, on behalf of Kayamita, I would like to thank you too for the very beautiful house dana that day. The sharing was very good. You all should go and listen. It teaches you a lot of things. I supposed to share with you about the 5 common symptoms of these people having cancer. Maybe next Tuesday. This one is very good because if you understand this, you can take precaution. There are people who develop cancer 6 months to about a year before they develop cancer, they will have this symptom, the 5. We will go through it. First one is constipation, when your toxin cannot clear. Then second one is your body fluid, acidic. Yes, you don't have proper diet. You're simply eating. You didn't take care of your diet. Then third is lack of sleep. No quality good deep sleep means you cannot recuperate. You cannot recover from your tired day. Because you need sleep for your nature to take over, to recuperate. And also sleep produces a type of hormone that can actually act against cancer cell. What you call that? Melatonin, something like that. Then the fourth one is stress. Stress comes from something traumatic. Means something that hit the person and make them very miserable, very traumatic. Like death of a loved one, understand? Then separation from loved one. Divorce or whatever. Then sometimes business failure, very severe due to currency crisis or whatever, or economic crisis. Then sometimes you are confronted with certain type of disease that are very traumatic and very frightening. And your thought project giving rise to intense fear, phobia and all those things. So this negative energy field haunt you. Your fear, worry, anxiety break you down. Your immune system will be gone. Then when your immune system has been affected, disease come in, take over. That's why stress. A lot of people, when they are affected, they deteriorate very fast. The last one is what? Lifestyle, very good. So the way you live your life, your lifestyle is very important. Lifestyle means what? You must exercise your body, like Mahathir say. Your brain also you must exercise. Otherwise they deteriorate, like your muscle. Then when you exercise, they come to know there's a type of hormone release, which is good for your immune system. And counter cancer too. Then meditate. If you don't meditate and train your mind to be heedful every time heedless, how? You'll get into big trouble. Understand? So these are lifestyle. Then the way you actually arise your thought, you have to have positive thought, right thought. That's what cultivating Noble Eightfold Path is all about. The advice of the Buddha is all about. Because the video say, you are what you are because of what you think. Your thought will decide what you are. Wrong thought will condition all your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation, depression and all those things. So these are the very important thing. Then also drink more water, understand? You must have enough water and have proper rest and diet. Don't overwork yourself. Don't stress yourself up like that day at Pulian's house. Don't sell your youth, Qing Chun, to your company just because of the salary. Like last night in my office, there was an engineer who worked for the company since graduation. I think worked for the company 30 or 40 years. You know what he told us or not? He finally almost get cancer. Not enough rest. Then luckily I went and take over his work and help him rest, take a break. And when he recovered, he came and thanked me. He said, Mr. Teo, thank you so much. You really helped me. Then when we were discussing, I said, hi lo, in Cantonese, 整个青春都给了他。 Means for 40 years he worked like crazy. It's not worth it, understand? For that salary, why should you sacrifice your health just because of salary, not enough sleep, not enough rest? And this is the cause of your deterioration. So all these five are very important. Okay, let us share merit and transfer merit. Starting with the devas. Akasata chabhumata devanaga mahindika punyantang anumoditwa chirang rakhantu lokasasana itta vata chamehi sampadan punya sampadan sabbe deva anumodantu sabba sampati siddhya hidang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo hidang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo hidang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyatayo imina punyang kamina mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, you can pay respect mindfully to Lord Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the worthy ones. Then we end.